Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, welcome, 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 welcome to Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw, ladies and gentlemen, and Dr. Crenshaw. We are so excited that they're with us tonight, and we're always excited about prayer, man. Y'all better give God some praise right now. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the number to call in, 347-843-4559, the call-in number, 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. You can tweet that number out right now, ladies and gentlemen, on the network. We appreciate you so much. If you do have a prayer request, we are very sensitive to that. If you do have a prayer request, feel free to hit that star one phone later on. We're going to open up the lines later on, but hit star one on your phone if you do have a prayer request that we'll give to the bishop tonight in Jesus' name. So thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we move forward here. Got some scripture coming up. Amen. Praise God. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw tonight on the network, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Marie, I want to encourage you to read Psalms 23 and also Psalms 39. We're going to read a portion of that tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God for his words. Thank God for being here today. And we thank each and every one of you that are listening live right now and those listening later on. Thank you so much for joining us on Prayer Time with Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw. Yeah. Yeah, we're excited. Excited about the word. Amen. We know there's a lot going on the planet, but the word will never change, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Psalms 23, ladies and gentlemen, 1 through 6. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in the green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, and he leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Psalms 23, 1 through 6. And we're all, some, a lot of us familiar with that one, or of course, familiar with that scripture. Psalms 39 and 4, ladies and gentlemen, 39 and 4 reads, Lord, make me to know my end and the measures of my days, what it is that I may know how frail I am. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the Father, the Son, and the Spirit of God. Holy Spirit, thank you. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, it's Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. If you would, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together in your spirit as we open the mic for a bishop tonight as we go to prayer. Thank you so much, Bishop, for your time today. God bless you, sir.
God bless you all, Kevin. Father, we thank you today. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory and honor. We appreciate you for your goodness. We thank you for your word, most of all, God, for all the marvelous works you are doing. Lord, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that your word would not return void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. So shall your word be that goeth out of your mouth. It will not return void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper. It will manifest itself. It will bring forth, God. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. And I give you glory and honor. And I appreciate you, God, for what you've already done. I thank you tonight, Almighty God, that you are an awesome and a mighty God. I thank you tonight, God, that your word is powerful. Your word is spirit and your word is life. I thank you tonight, God, that you're saving to the utmost. Father, we give you glory and honor tonight. We appreciate you. And Father God, we glorify your name because you're Lord. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are a refuge in time of trouble. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we surrender all to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, your word says, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, oh God, and turn from their wicked way, then you will hear from heaven, forgive our sin, and heal our land. Lord, we thank you, God, for you forgiving us. We thank you, Almighty God, that you're washing us with your word. We thank you, Almighty God, for your everlasting love, God. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. We praise you for it. We thank you, God, because you was wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquity. God, the chastisement of our peace was on it. But with your stripe, we are healed. Father, we thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. Father, we thank you tonight. God, in the mighty name of you have given your angels charge over us. We thank you tonight, God. We give you glory and honor for your word. We appreciate you for your loving kindness. We appreciate you, God, that you're opening doors. You're making ways out of no way. We thank you, oh Heavenly Father. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for that man, that woman, that boy, that girl, that family tonight. We pray, oh Heavenly Father God, cover them in your blood. blood. We pray that you will heal the broken heart. We pray that you will strengthen those that seem that all hope is gone. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for your word. Your word says you're going to and fro, your eyes watching, O God, on a Moshe. We see many, O God, we know that you are able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can think or ask. We can't think of it, but God, that you cannot able to do it. But God, we know that you're able. We know that you're able. We thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We surrender to your perfect will. We surrender. Thou kingdom come. Thou will be done in the earth realm as it is in the heaven. Give us, God. I'm going to say, Korah, God, we sundo, Konisa, my day. We thank you tonight, God. We pray for that family tonight, God, those that have lost loved ones. We pray for their strength, God. We pray for their endurance. God, we pray, God, that they'll hold fast to your word. We thank you, God, that you strengthen them. You comfort that mother, God, tonight. Father, you comfort that daughter, that child tonight, that son, God, that nephew, that mother, that father. You comfort them tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that you continue to bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray tonight, oh Heavenly Father, as you look on America, we need you as never before. God, you're an all-knowing. You know every secret of our hearts. You know, God, I'm Osheko. I'm up, I'm a uprise and I'm a downfall, God. You know our secrets, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for you tonight as you move, God, in America in a mighty way. As you move by your power, show forth your glory and honor. God, that we stand on your word. We know that your word will not return void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper. It will manifest itself. It will show forth its power, God, even in a dark world. We thank you tonight, God. Although turmoil is in America, God, we know that you're able to give us peace that passes all understanding. You're able to keep our minds, oh God, in perfect peace. God, we thank you tonight. And Father, we pray for those that's on the front line. We pray for those that are in the hospital, God. We pray for those that are sick everywhere. We pray, oh Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, as you heal those, God, as you heal, as you deliver, as you set free. We pray tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, we give you glory. We thank you, God, that you're raising them up off of the sick bed. You're bringing them on Corande, for Rosica, Mego Rata. Father, you are Mosia, my day, Korat. Father, we so Rata, you go Mosia. Your word say, when we don't know what to pray for, your spirit man pray, God, make intercession with groaning which cannot be uttered. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, you are your son of a call. Your ways are not our ways, your thoughts are not our thoughts. Father God, I must say, Korania, we see me, Kowamba, Eko Rata. We thank you tonight, God, that your angels and camp about us. We thank you, God, that you have given your angels charge over us. We thank you tonight, Almighty God, that we will sort of walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you tonight, God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love and power in of a sound mind. We trust and we wait on you, and we give you glory for the door that you're opening even tonight. We know that people have lost their job. We know, God, those that lost under the condo site of our homes. Father, we know that you're able to bless them, God, even the more. You're able to open the door that be closed, oh God. You're able to bring them through these storms of life. We know it, God, and we trust you. And we're depending on you, God. You said your word, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and deliver them out of all of their troubles. Father God, we thank you for your deliverance power. We thank you for your saving power. We thank you for your keeping power. We thank you tonight, God. Bring us, make us one in the spirit. Father God, you reunite the body of Christ. Unite us as never before. God, purify us, cleanse us, wash us in your word. Take away the bitterness. Take away, God, envy. Take away the division, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we glorify you for your Lord. God, we pray for that family tonight that don't even have a home, a place to call home. We pray for that family, God, that don't have food tonight, God. We pray, oh Heavenly Father, and we ask you to open the door. We ask you to provide a way. And God, even let us be a help to those that are without. Let us open our hearts, God, that we'll give of ourselves and our resources, Father, and we thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. We praise you tonight, oh God, as you move, oh God, by your spirit, as you move in the airways, oh God, fill this airways with your spirit, God, and you are able to bring peace in the time of storm. You are able to bring peace of mind, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for our government. We pray for our presidents. We pray for those that's in leadership all over this world. We pray for the body of Christ, Father. God, we know that all things are working together for good for those that love the Lord and one that are called according to his purpose. We know it's working together for our good, although we may not understand everything with our natural mind of concept, but God, you are all knowing. You know, God, is working for our good. As we trust in you, we know that you'll never fail. You'll never let us down, God, and we know, God, weeping may endure for a moment, but joy will come in the morning. We thank you, but God, the morning has come, because where you are, there is light. And God, you are the light of the world, God, and we thank you right now for your word. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your anointing that destroy every yoke. We thank you, God, as you unite the body of Christ as never before. Unite us in the spirit as we seek your faith. God, we are not seeking your faith for things. We are seeking your faith for a closer relationship with you. We are not seeking your faith for more money, but we are seeking your faith, God, that we'll walk in your perfect will. Create us a clean heart. Renew in us the right spirit, oh God. God, we give you glory for it tonight. We pray for our neighbors. We pray for our government. We pray for our cities. We pray for our countries, God. We pray for other countries, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you're all knowing. And Father, we ask you to come your way in this last and evil day. Keep our mind in perfect peace, oh Heavenly Father. We thank you tonight as you keep our minds stayed on you. We thank you tonight for your word. We give you glory. We pray for that man that is sick tonight, that woman, his child that is sick tonight, those that have been attacked by cancer. We pray, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that God, your healing power, you still can heal. You still can deliver. You still can set free. We know that you can do it, God. We trust you according to your word. We pray for those that have COVID-19, that you're able to heal them, God. We thank you for your healing power. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We give you glory, God, and honor, God, as you continue to move by your spirit upon this earth, God. God, bring revival in our souls as never before. Bring revival. Wake us up out of our sleep, oh Heavenly Father. Oh God, we thank you right now. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Moshata Moro. We thank you for the small things. We thank you for the great things. We are thanking for the thing that we have not ever received yet. We are thanking for the doors that have not been opened yet. We thank you, God, for the ways that have not been made yet. We give you glory and honor for it today, God, as your people go to sleep, God. We ask you, God, to open the door for them on tomorrow. We ask you to provide a way for them on tomorrow. We thank you not only tomorrow, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch some heart today, God. Touch some mind and soul today. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for the body of Christ, oh God. Strengthen us as never before. Let us walk by faith and not by sight. Let us walk according to your will, and we forever give you glory. Give us a deeper depth in you, oh God. Give us a closer relationship with you, Jesus. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we sorrow, komisa. We send the beko dosa, the beko rata. Who send the beko rata, na ramo kondosia. The weapon of our warfare are not kind of a mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds and casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and pulling into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Father, we thank you, God, for people being obedient. We thank you, my God, for your raising up another generation that will obey you. We thank you, God, Father, young people, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, old people, middle-aged people. We thank you to tonight, God, as you look on those that's in the schools, oh God, we pray, oh Heavenly Father, that you will protect those teachers as they go to teach the children, Lord. Protect those children as they go to school to learn. Those that may be at home, oh God, we pray, oh Heavenly Father, that you will encourage their hearts. Strengthen them, God. Let them stay focused on the word. Let them both focus on their work, God. Let them stay focused on God. Oh God, bring them through this time, Father God, that you will get the glory out of this. You will get the glory. You will get the glory out of this. This too shall pass, God. I'm going to say, we thank you, God. You brought us through 2020, God, and you got us into 2021. And I know you're going to bring us through this time, God. I know that you're going to be with us in this time, Lord. We praise you today. Oh, God, let thou will be done in the earth realm as never before. We thank you, God, that you will bind together, bind the body of Christ together as never before. Strengthen those, God, that remain. Strengthen those that remain, oh Heavenly Father. Strengthen those that pastor that remain, that martyr, that mother, that father, that child that remain. God, we thank you, God, even as you look on those that's incarcerated, those that's in prison, those that's been put in there unfairly, unjust. Father God, you're all knowing. And Father God, we know, we ask you to root up, God. Oh God, reveal and destroy and expose every evil work. Reveal it, expose it, and destroy. Reveal it, expose it, and destroy. Father God, we thank you, God, now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we'll forever give you glory even in this time of turmoil. God, we thank you, God, that your angels will watch about us. Your angels will keep about us. Your angels will keep us in perfect peace. Your angels will keep us, God, from all danger. And Father, we thank you, God, as you keep us from danger. Father, we pray for our families. We pray for our children. We pray for our son and daughter. We pray for those that have children all over this world. We pray, oh Heavenly Father, that you will unite families as never before. God, close the gaps, oh God. They will call their mother. They will call their son. They will call their daughter. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, bring families together. And Father God, reveal every crooked and evil, every crooked and evil work, God, in the mighty name of in the earth realm. Father God, reveal it, oh God. Let us be aware of our surroundings. Let us be aware of who we dealing with. Let us be aware. Open our eyes to the truth, oh Heavenly Father, and let us be accepted to the truth. Everything is going down, but the word of God shall last forever. We thank you for your word, and we give you praise tonight. God, and we give you honor tonight. We appreciate you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much, Bishop. Powerful, powerful prayer, ladies and gentlemen. Bishop just prayed for not only our families, but our entire nation and around the world. And at this time, I want to go right to Dr. Crenshaw. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Elder Kevin. And thank you, praise the Lord, Bishop, for that awesome and powerful prayer tonight. Amen. Praise God. Just want to encourage those that are listening that we know a lot of times during this time and season, we take the time to lay aside our played in fasting and prayer for the year 2021. However, the Lord is leading you with the ministry that God has you assigned to. However, praise the Lord. But we know that the Scripture tells us that these kinds, there are certain things, strongholds, challenges sometimes that we find in life, these kind come only out by fasting and prayer. So we want to certainly avail ourselves to fasting and prayer and seeking the Lord for our country, amen, for our government officials, and to pray against violence. Praise the Lord, in our cities and our homes and across this nation. Praise the Lord that the angels of the Lord will be released over this nation right now. The angels of the Lord begin to fight against, praise God, evil and crime. Consistently praying, God, reveal, uncover, expose, and destroy, and foresee any evil or danger that may seem to come or strive to come now our dwelling, for we are protected by the hand of the Lord. So I encourage you tonight, praise God, when consistency feels like defeat, don't stop. Let me say that again. When consistency feels like defeat, don't stop. Praise God, don't stop praying, don't stop fasting, don't stop worshiping the Lord. Amen. We reminded in the word of the Lord, praise God, in the book of Joshua, when they marched around that wall, praise God, for 6 days. On the seventh day, he said, I want you to march around it seven times. Praise the Lord. It was something about their willingness to be consistent, and I'm sure some of them may have grown weary. That's why the Bible said, don't be weary in well-doing, for you shall reap if your desk don't faint. But when consistency feels like defeat, don't quit, don't stop. Praise God. In the end, there is victory. In the end, we win through Christ Jesus. We win. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And we notice on that last day that they walked around that wall. Praise God. He told them to walk around that wall seven times. What this means, the closer we get to our place of victory, praise God, the more the Lord is going to hold us accountable to obedience. He holds us accountable to obedience, praise God. There may be some things that, praise God, he will ask us to do that will get us out of our comfort zone. But in this season, we must be willing to obey. Obey, the word of the Lord says, that the sacrifice. So, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would help us to be consistent and that we do not see our consistency as defeat. Don't feel like just be a praying, but nothing is happening, because something is happening when we feel a sense that there's nothing happening. Praise God. We're constantly giving. It seems like nothing is happening. I want to encourage you tonight that the Lord sees our consistency. He sees our diligence in being obedient to him. And he said, weeping may endure for a moment, but joy is coming in the morning. So be encouraged. Praise the Lord. Turn that plate down. Seek the Lord. Praise God. Let us fast and pray and dethrone the very powers of darkness that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. For we have victory through Christ Jesus, our Lord. God bless you. Back to you, Elder Kevin.
Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen around the globe, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife, giving us some more wisdom and prayer and instruction as well in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you so much, Doc. We're excited. Ladies and gentlemen, we are sensitive to this time. If you do have a prayer request, just hit star one on your phone for in a few seconds there. We'll open up the lines for you if you do have a specific prayer request. As you know, we're always praying, ladies and gentlemen. We always continue to pray and get excited about what God is doing in our life. As Bishop prayed earlier, just excited about the prayer that Bishop gave tonight. Amen. We got to be diligent, got to be consistent, and we got to be bold. Ladies and gentlemen, have that tenacity in the Lord, right? Tenacity in the Lord, knowing that he is in control of everything. So we thank God for you. And we're excited about what God is doing in your life all across the network. God bless you. All right. Hey, Bishop, we're going to go back to Bishop now. God bless you, sir.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless. Thank God for Dr. Crenshaw and those words of expression tonight. Word of inspiration. We give God the glory and the honor as we continue to pray for our nation. As we continue to pray for the body of Christ. We continue to pray for people all over this world. As we continue to pray and look into Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, and knowing that everything is going down, but the word of God shall last forever. Be encouraged. Do not quit. Do not give up. But keep holding on to the word and keep trusting in God. And God will see you through. God bless you. We love you. We are praying for you and your family. We love you so much. And God loves you as well. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, I received that for my household. I hope you will as well. What Bishop just said and Doc just shared as well. Please receive that in your home today. Amen. Amen. Thank God for you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're excited about this. This is prayer time with Bishop. We want you to have a great rest of the evening as well. But we also got another powerful, powerful week coming up, ladies and gentlemen. So I want you to be prepared. Prayer is the way to get started with that. Fasting is the way to get started with that as well. But we do want you to have a productive week, a successful week, and do the things you have to do for you, for your family, and those who have businesses and jobs. We're excited about you as well in that area. And as Bishop prayed, we're just praying for everybody who's working today, specifically everybody, really. I do always love our first responders in all capacities to continue to lift them up in prayer. And we're excited about that in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, we're going to have a great time tonight. Keep it going, right? Enjoy your evening. And we want you to always know that God loves you, ladies and gentlemen. As Bishop said, God loves you so much. But always out love, out forgive, and out serve each other. And we're just going to take it out on some praise. Can't praise them enough, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we close out tonight. Good night, everybody. Bless you.